Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 8, it says this. And they being Adam and Eve, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. We've gone through this before. How can you hear a voice walk? Does that make any sense? How'd you know I was coming? I heard your voice walking. That doesn't make any sense, does it? The word is halak. They heard the voice of the Lord God, not walking, but coming along and wanting conversation. Oh, hold on. Because His word is the same as His presence. Oh, come on, man. Somebody, listen to what we're saying. His word is...
What I don't want to do, why don't I do what I need to, who will deliver me?
Oh, come on, man. Somebody, listen to what we're saying. His word is as good as His presence. If His word is in a situation, it's the same as He Himself being there. He doesn't need to come and do it. He can say to that one, go, and He goes, and to that one, come, and He cometh.
Break down, pull my pride down, break me away. Break down, pull my pride down, break me away. Break down, pull my pride down, break me away from me.
Same as His presence. And so God sent His word into that garden. It came along looking for somebody who could hear Him. Walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from what? From the presence of the word. He said, hey, my word is the same as my presence. You can send my word into any circumstance. It's the same as me being there taking care of business for you. You don't have to worry about the doctor being skilled. Send Dr. Jesus into the middle of the circumstance. You don't have to worry. My presence goes where my word goes. That's why faith is Jesus. Because Jesus is the Word. That's why the amount of Word that you got in you is the amount of Jesus that's being formed within you. As you walk around and you say, well, I have the promises of God alive in me. I'm just waiting. I'm just looking for something to come against me because I'm so full of the Word of God. I'm looking for something just to explode out onto. Jesus is the Word. See, that's what saved you. That's what saved you was when you heard the word and you went, hey, wait a minute. God wants to save me. That's for me, man. God said it's for me. And you reached out and you said, yes. Then God showed up with His promise. The process has never changed since that moment.